No longer is your aunt considered a close relative. Hello, Steve Kastenbaum.
Or your grandparents, by the way. Hello.
That was my first question. Everyone seems to be talking about aunt and uncle. But is there other kind of restrictions that are now applied?
So here's what the deal is. The State Department sent out a directive with guidance on how to implement the travel ban from here through October, when the Supreme Court is going to hear the case, hear arguments in the case. And they said that what they mean by an already existing bona fide relationship with an institution or a family member is the following. When it comes to family, if you already have a father or mother here, a son or a daughter of any age, a sibling, a son-in-law or a brother-in-law, then you're exempt from the ban from these six countries. Any other family connection, a cousin, aunt, uncle, or grandparent, or even a fiance, does not count as one of those bona fide relationships with a family member. They consider that extended family, even a fiance.
Fiance is a strange one. That is awfully strange.
Yeah, and it's really upsetting to many Arab Americans here because, you know, the grandparents are not considered part of an extended family in many traditional Muslim families. The grandparent is a part of the nuclear family for many of these folks.
Right, right. As you know, similar with a lot of cultures. And I see that now already civil rights leaders are rushing to LAX. The new LA Times is reporting. What is their hope? That there's going to be some change made or that the Supreme Court's going to rethink this? But I just wonder, is there really anything left to be done from a civil rights standpoint?
Well, first of all, this applies to people applying for visas from this point on out. If someone already holds a valid visa, they will not be subject to this new policy for the next few months. And it's essentially really going to have most of its impact at the consulates in the six nations that are mentioned. And quite frankly, there isn't a consulate in some of these places like Yemen, and in other nations too. If you are a passport holder from one of those six nations and you go to a U.S. embassy seeking a visa, you'll have to go through this process of proving yourself, essentially. And it's, at the airports, they don't suspect. I just came from Kennedy Airport here in New York. They don't suspect to see detentions and people kept for extended periods of time at the airport while they figured this out. They believe there was a little bit more guidance in rolling this out, and they see this impacting the embassies and consulates around the world more so than our area airports. But they are standing by at the airports in case anyone who is legally allowed to come into the U.S. has some sort of trouble.
Yeah, and that's my kind of question, is that, you know, this goes into action, I guess, tonight. I guess you kind of answered that question, but is just going to be an immediate crackdown, or is there going to be some kind of transition period where people who are, you know, had been planning their travels somewhat recently, are they going to be looked on with a little bit more of a lenient, perspective?
Well, according to the guidance that went out, if people already have a valid visa, if they were already issued a valid visa, they are to be let in. But it's possible that folks will face just standard, tighter, stricter scrutiny if they're coming from one of these six nations or other nations in the Middle East. Just because someone is pulled aside and questioned a little bit about their past history, maybe, or what they've been doing over the past 24 hours while traveling to the U.S., may not be an indication of any sort of policy related to this new travel ban as it's implemented. But again, the folks we spoke to here, the immigration advocates and the immigration lawyers, I said they're standing by in case anyone has any problems, and they gave out all the appropriate contact information. And they don't suspect to see the type of confusion that they saw when the first travel ban was instituted with very little warning.
Right, right. And also maybe not the kind of overall blowback, too, and the protest and the chaos that ensued with the initial rollout. I hope at least that there's somewhat a little bit more of a peaceful kind of acknowledgement of this and somehow come to a compromise without shutting down airports and things.
Well, there is going to be a rally in New York City at 5:30, but not at the airport, pertaining to this. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. If word starts spreading that people are being detained and wrongfully detained at Kennedy Airport, you can rest assured that that will be transmitted very quickly by these advocacy groups, and it won't be surprising if, as a result, people do show up at Kennedy's international terminal to protest.